Abandoned Throne Room, Teth Monastery.
R2-D2 always had the air of a droid with a mission, driven by something Anakin couldn't detect even when he overhauled him. As soon as R2-D2 oriented himself in the vault, he made a straight line for an alcove and plugged himself into a computer hub. The terminal flickered into life. R2-D2 whistled happily to himself as he sliced through security interfaces. "I refuse to believe a place like this hasn't got plenty of alternative exits," Anakin said, peering over the droid's dome to look at the screen. "If it didn't have any to start with, I'll bet the hut who moved in added a few, right, R2? R2-D2 bleat in agreement. Ahsoka laid the backpack down on the floor and examined Rata.
"He's asleep," she said. "Or unconscious."
Anakin checked the hutlet too. "He's breathing steadily. That can only be good."
"But he's burning up."
Ahsoka had no fear of slime, it seemed. She put her hand flat on Rata's head.
"Kids can run fevers, have fits, and then be right as rain in an hour. Well, human children can, can't they?"
"Where'd you learn that?"
"Same way you learned Huttese, probably. Jedi pick stuff up."
Anakin wasn't sure if she was being sarcastic or defensive, but he suspected the latter.
"You're doing all anyone can, Snips. Don't beat yourself up." "If anything happens to him, it'll be my fault."
"No, it won't."
"What are you trying to prove, anyway?" "That I'm not too young to be your Padawan."
"Oh, that? Have I sent you back to the temple yet?" "No." "Have I stopped you fighting?" "No." "So I must think you're old enough." Ahsoka didn't reply, but she managed to smile and went on fussing over Rata. He really did look bad, even for a hut. His eyes weren't completely shut, even though he wasn't responding to anything, and Anakin could see a hint of the glistening membrane under his eyelids. The smell, he'd forgotten it. The last few hours had been so numbing that the stench had just ceased to register on him.
"Got anything, R2?
The droid burbled to himself for a while, then let out a long, low whistle. He was slicing as fast as he could, he said.
"Okay, I'll be patient."
Anakin rummaged in the small satchel attached to his belt.
"Snips, when did you last drink some fluid?
Come to that, when did our fragrant little precious?" He held out his water flask.
"Come on, dehydration makes you confused and then it kills you."
He should have known better by now. Ahsoka reached out, took the flask with a grimly determined smile. She would not let the side down by showing discomfort, and then dribbled a little of the water into Rata's mouth. There was no way Anakin was placing that flask near his own mouth again if he could help it. Ahsoka moistened the baby's lips again. An oversized, slimy tongue darted out, and Rata slurped.
"Oh, that's good. Good boy. Come on, Stinky. Drink some more for Mama."
"I don't think huts have mothers." Anakin watched, listening for trouble outside and trying to sense the degree of danger at the front door. There was something malevolent and dark lurking at a distance. It didn't feel like Dooku, though. Anakin would place it eventually.
"If you're not careful, he'll bond with you."
"Do they do that?"
Ahsoka took a swig from the bottle without wiping the neck. Anakin's stomach rolled a little.
"Maybe if you snacked on rodents, hut dribble didn't seem so offensive."
She wrinkled her nose, though.
"I don't want to confuse the poor little guy."
"When he's all grown up and he's a 2-ton crime lord, you'll have a devoted friend for life."
"Talking of loyalty, Rex and his men..."
"I know, I know." The job had to be done. It didn't mean Anakin had to like it, though.
"This is one of the worst lessons you'll ever have to learn, Snips. Command means being prepared to get troops killed."
"They'd do anything for you."
"And I won't throw their lives away."
"Is it better not to get to know them?"
"No, it's not. It's shirking your responsibility, and it's disrespectful. Get to know them, and then you fully understand the price you're asking them to pay."
"With any luck," she said, "General Kenobi will arrive before then."
Kenobi was pretty good at showing up when needed most, but Anakin had the feeling he'd be too late for what was left of Torrent Company. R2-D2 trilled triumphantly. It was a merciful distraction for Anakin.
"Found it, R2?"
The droid spun 90 degrees. He'd found plans of the drains, he said, and those might do at a pinch. But where there were drainage plans, there might also be construction schematics. He'd carry on drilling down. "Drill faster, buddy," Anakin said.